It's time now for your letters, and we got many about our coverage of the tornado that devastated Moore, Oklahoma. Several were praise for our story yesterday about survivors who lost most of their possessions but considered themselves lucky.
They were digging her out while we were looking through our stuff, and we thought they were looking for their dogs, and it was her, and they found her, and she was passed.
She had her child ripped out of her arms, because the last that we knew that she grabbed him and went for cover, and they can't find him, but they found her, so.
Alan Hoskin of Lawrenceville, Georgia, writes that the story from NPR's Wade Goodwin was a testament to the art, craft, and responsibility of journalism. His reporting was restrained, respectful, and elegiac.
Listener John Sullivan of Chestertown, New York, also used three words to describe Wade's reporting. Detail plus context plus emotion, he writes, the way news should be done.
We also heard from some of you in response to my interview with Suzanne Sells. She's a teacher at Moore High School and the mother of a fifth grader who survived the storm at Plaza Towers Elementary, where seven fellow students were killed. Suzanne stayed with her students, knowing that her daughter Claire's school was directly in the tornado's path. Marcia Ford of Bartow, Florida writes, "You made me feel both the frantic worry of a mom and the caring of an educator. Thank you for taking me there."
We appreciate your comments. Please keep them coming. You can write to us by visiting npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.